Let's go to New Zealand now. A good deal of interest on a couple of trialers there this morning, particularly from the Baker Forsman stable, a horse that we'll eventually see in Sydney, but heading towards the CF4 in Melbourne is Turn Me Loose, and Andrew Forsman's on the line. Morning, Andrew.
Morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. Tell us a little bit about the barrier trial that happened a little while ago.
Oh, look, he drew the outside barrier. The rail was out a long way, so he jumped well, worked forward and led them up and won well. He kicked away at the line, and it was his best work was probably on the post and afterwards. So he's pretty much where we want him, which is encouraging.
That's good. Who rode this morning, mate?
Opie Bossom.
Okay, so he gives you a... Did he give you a good report card?
Yeah, he was really wrapped. I haven't heard Opie that bullish about a horse for a long time. So, look, he's always vulnerable in his first couple of runs in his preparation. Normally, he peaks three or four runs in, but I think he's as forward as we've ever had him. So, looking forward to Saturday week.
Okay, so listening to you there, he may not be at his peak third or fourth up. He's quite forward.
Yeah, he is. But I think, you know, ultimately he's best at a mile and hopefully up to a middle distance. So, fresh, he's always going to be a touch vulnerable, and obviously the oar will be a good field.
The oar will be strong. Is Opie going to come over and ride him there?
Yeah, at this stage, Opie will ride him everywhere he goes. So, yep, touch wood, everything goes to plan.
Yeah, exactly. I only hesitated there because I wasn't too sure what's left there of your carnivals. Is your carnivals basically over now?
Oh, we have a big day Saturday week as well at Tarapa. There's a couple of Group 1 weight for age races. So he does have to forego them, unfortunately, but he's pretty keen to stick with this guy.
Understand. He would have watched from home that day. Remind me, when he won the Emirates, why did Kieran McAvoy ride?
Why was Kieran McAvoy on?
Yeah.
Opie was suspended.
He was out, was he? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Righto, because he rode him to win the Crystal Mile, and then Kieran jumped aboard to win, leading them up and holding off Politeness late to win that race. You feel, and talking with Murray, that you just think the 1,600 metre is going to be ideal this prep?
Yeah, I think that suits his pattern of racing. He can roll forward and, you know, just lob along at his own leisure. At 1,400, it's just a bit, they go a bit quick for him and he's rushed a bit. But I think up to a mile in the middle distance is where he's best suited. But look, if he can nab a Group 1 in Aussie over 1,400, it's going to be big for his CV.
All right, so that's Turn Me Loose. Now, Mongolian Khan, is it next Tuesday he trials?
Yeah, at Matamata here. Yeah.
Yeah. So how's he continue, mate, just while I've got you?
Yeah, he's really good. We're very happy with Touchwood. We're on track there as well. He looks great, and but we just fingers crossed that he's coming up a treat. So the question mark is where we kick him off yet. So we'll just get through next Tuesday, see how he pulls up, and then Murray will come up with a plan heading forward.
It was interesting. I see our latest tab.com.au market here. They've got him favourite in the Australian Cup coming up in early March.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a bit quick, but who knows? You know, like, if just depends if he goes to Melbourne fresh up or not. There is an 1,800-metre race he could kick off in then, and if he went well in that, well, then the Australian Cup is still a possibility. But basically, we've kept all options open. Even there's a mile wait for age race here at home he could kick off in at the end of February. So just very much a wait and see with him.
We'll wait and see. It sounds like I'm going to be choosing, I'll have to start paying you next Tuesday if you come on again after Mongolian Khan's trial. But good reports this morning with Turn Me Loose. Thanks a lot, Andrew. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Forsman, co-trainer with Murray Baker. Good report there. Turn Me Loose, quite forward, heading towards the CF4 at Caulfield on Saturday week. Donna Logan's bringing over Hasselhoff, the four-year-old, runs on the weekend. Morning to you, Donna. Happy New Year.
Hi, Andrew. Happy New Year to you too.
I heard you on with Sean over the Christmas time. You didn't give him a lot. Can you give me a bit more? Sean's standing behind me, so that was a subtle go as well. Now you gave him plenty. How's the hassle for Saturday?
He's very good, mate. He's well. Just hope he travels well and settles in. It's his first trip away from home, Andrew, so who knows. But, yeah, pretty happy with the horses to be bringing him over.
Well, he's got fitness with him, I guess, hasn't he? As long as he travels well, he's got fitness on his side.
Oh, he certainly has, yep, definitely. And, you know, it's not a big task. We just want to see that he gets on a plane and can cope with it and travel.
So when's he come over?
He leaves tomorrow night and he races on Saturday. So,
yep.
You know, sometimes those first ones away from home, the sooner you get in and race, the better for them.
Yep, the quick turnaround. Does Matt come over, Matt Cameron?
Yeah, Matt will come over and ride him.
Yeah, I think you need the chisel to get him off.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So saying to you, the key is that by sort of Saturday morning that you've got signs that he's settled in.
Oh, well, that's the key, yeah. I'm praying that he does cope with it all, and if he does, then I'd be more than happy to say he'll produce himself on fine steeds on Saturday.
Okay. You've been at the trials too. I just had Andrew Forsman on. I note that Volk Stock and Barrel was down to trial.
Yeah, he trialled. He ran a nice second to Turn Me Loose. We're well over 20 kilos over our normal race weight, so plenty of improvement, and I'm very pleased with how he trialled up. Trialled up a nice two-year-old Terroir Toff that won quite impressively for his first trial. So
Hang on. Give us a name.
He's unnamed. He's a Terroir Toff two-year-old that we acquired through Rosemont Stud, but he's a huge, big, beautiful horse.
Okay, well, unnamed, but we'll have to keep an eye on. We always query those unnamed ones, Donna. Turak Toff out of?
I'll have to tell you. Turak Toff out of Voigner, V-I-G-N-O-R.
V-I-G-N-O-R. All right. Well, we'll go to the stats and we'll follow it along the way. Good luck to you, Donna. We're hoping to see this horse, Hasselhoff. He's got a big tag on him, 6 for 6 over in New Zealand. Well, for our sake, I hope he travels well and we look forward to seeing him on Saturday.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Andrew.
Good on you, Donna. Donna Logan joining us there with the news of Hasselhoff leaves New Zealand for Sydney tomorrow night. John O'Shea, plenty of news out of Godolphin this morning. A horse called Tally that won at Kyneton last week in pretty good fashion. It's going to run at the Valley on Friday week. Bow Creek's heading to Melbourne to run in the CF4. Mogador's going to Melbourne to run in the Oakley Plate. Painted Fire Tail will run tomorrow at Canterbury in the 12:50 and then goes to Melbourne to run in the Vanity. And we'll talk to John about this one later in the week. A horse called Arab Dawn. It's raced out of Europe, particularly in the UK. It last raced back in September. Now John is training this five-year-old and it's had the two barrier trials. It will run on Saturday. First up at 1,600 metres, but he's a good moving horse, talking with John this morning off air. Let's talk to Vaughan Lynch from Harness Racing Victoria. I will say that this chat, I should have had him on about an hour ago to get some confirmation because I'm a bit toey. Vaughan is from Harness Racing Victoria regarding the field for the Hunter Cup. Morning to you, Vaughan.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
No, all I need to know is the rock star in the final 14, the Yankee rock star?
Look, Andrew, I think it'd be most appropriate to read through the field in alphabetical order.
Oh, please, come on. That's why.
So, let's go. Five-star Anvil, Flaming Flutter, Franco Ledger, Franco Nelson, I'm Causing Terror, It Is Billy, Jason Rules, Massini, Mossdale Connor, My Hard Copy, Ahoka Punter, Smolder, Star Chamber. That's 13. So we've got one more, Andrew. What do you think?
Well, I'm hoping you're going to say Yankee Rockstar.
Number 14 in alphabetical order is Yankee Rockstar.
Ah, thank God for that. Magnificent.
That's all right. I just wanted to add a bit of drama for the
Owners ringing me yesterday saying, "Are we going to be in? Surely, you can get us in."
Right? Tim Bunning and the crew, aren't they?
Yes, they're a very toey group. I was playing it up a little bit. I knew that we're always going to be there.
After that sensational win last Saturday night, where your horse broke the clock, I would say. It went sensational. No. I don't think Mark Burden could believe he could get beaten running that sort of time in front.
No, exactly. But we're just over the moon that Yankees made it. That's the good thing. Now, that's the final 14. Now, the next thing that we've got to worry about is the barrier draw.
Tonight at the MCG, in a big gala function in conjunction with the Caduceus Club. So we'll look forward to having yourself and the lovely Bernie in attendance, I believe.
Yeah, we might just drop in. I think people want us to do the barrier draw, but I'm not too sure. I'm a bit guarded about barrier draws. We're going to have a lot more on the Cup in about half an hour. Gareth Hall, Adam Hamilton, Mick Guerin, Chris Alford. We've got a couple of others as well organised. So that's our On the Pace program coming up in half an hour, and that will give you a lot more on the Hunter Cup and, of course, that draw tonight. So a lot of interest in that. Thanks for your time, Vaughan.
No, my pleasure, Andrew. Anytime.
Vaughan Lynch joining us there from Harness Racing Victoria. We passed on the sad news yesterday that Colin Tidy had passed away yesterday morning. Glenn Munsey's let us know that Colin's funeral is going to be next Monday at St Bridget's Church at Coogee. It will be at 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon. So that's the funeral for Colin Tidy at 2 o'clock next Monday afternoon at St Bridget's Church at Coogee. So there'll be more detail around that, most likely appearing on the Racing New South Wales webpage, but that's the story there. That's it for Racing HQ. We have covered plenty more to cover with Tab Talk coming up with Sean and Nick Quinn. And then at 10:30, all of those guests that I told you about on the Pace, talking Hunter Cup and lots of other trotting news. It's 10 o'clock.